Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord and welcome. This is Amazing Grace, Extraordinary Truth Ministries, and I am your host, Elder Lydia. It is so good once again to have you with me. Amen. For this installment, this episode of Chasing Hard After God, amen, we're talking about Thanksgiving as we're ending up our Thanksgiving weekend. Some of you, it's already Monday where you are. Where I am, it's not yet Monday. We still have another half hour, amen, before we go into Monday. And I just wanted to give glory and honor to the Lord for everything that he's done, for everything that he's doing in this entire series, Chasing Hard After God. Amen. It has given us something to aim for, and it is God Almighty, God himself, the creator, the one who loves us more than we can even imagine being loved, the one who created the concept of love himself, because he is love. Glory to God. Amen. We honor him today. I just give honor and praise and glory to God Almighty. Amen. To my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. To the Holy Spirit that is deep down in my soul and blessing me and teaching me every day. And I honor each and every one of you. Amen. I'm praying for you. I'm lifting you up before the Lord, asking God to bless your life, even right now, in the name of Jesus, asking God to heal you of every condition, every affliction, every dis-ease right now, in the name of Jesus, asking the Lord to move in those impossible circumstances and do what no other can do, because he is the God of impossibilities. Those are God's opportunities to show himself and to show you and confirm in you that surely he is God, your Lord and your Savior. Amen. And his grace and mercy covers you. I praise God. Hallelujah. God is good. Today, I'm not going to be before you very long this evening or this morning, wherever you are. I'm not going to be before you very long, but I just wanted, like I said, to come before you and to give God thanks. And then we had Thanksgiving in the USA on Thursday. And I know there are other nations that also have a Thanksgiving, not with the same history, of course, that we have, but they do have a Thanksgiving. And I give glory to God because in my family, it had nothing to do with the history of the United States when we had our Thanksgiving dinners, although we did have them on the same day when we're remembering that history. But ours, our Thanksgiving was always to give glory and honor to God. And man, we would lift him up because he is the one that brought us through the whole year. I mean, even those family members that don't serve the Lord, they will remember that day that it was the day to give thanks. Amen, and I praise God. But we should remember, always remember, to give glory and honor to God because he is moving for us all the time behind the scenes in ways that we don't see, in ways that we don't know, in ways that we don't understand. He is still moving. Even when we can't feel his presence, when we don't know where he is, when it feels like we're so far from him, he is moving on our behalf even then. And we still should give thanks. Scripture in Psalms 107 and 1 is where we're going to come from. But let's pray first real quickly. Father, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, we give you glory, honor, and praise right now, Lord God, for all your mercy and your glory, for your kindness, Lord God, that you've shown each and every one of us. We thank you, Lord God, for recovering us out of our foolishness, out of our sinfulness, out of our wickedness. We thank you, Lord, that you did not leave us in the muck and the mire. We thank you, Lord God, that you recovered us out and you favored us and you dressed us and you cleaned us up and you made us whole and are continuing to make us whole. Every day, Lord God, I give you glory and I give you praise. I thank you, Lord God, for your healing virtue that is healing our bodies, Lord God, and our minds and our souls. I thank you, Lord, that you who is love is teaching us how to love you. I give glory to you, Lord God, because we're learning how to love you every day. We're learning, Lord God, to yield to you more and more each day. And I give you glory and honor, Lord God, for the things that you're doing and for all that you've done already. We thank you, Lord God. Bless each and every one that is listening right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord God, I'm asking that you move, Lord God, in the atmosphere, in their circumstance, Lord God, on their jobs, Lord, in their families, in their relationships, Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, and bring forth miracles, bring forth healings, Lord God, bring forth breakthrough, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, move like never before in the midst of all of these. In Jesus' name, I pray, amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, I give the Lord thanks. Hallelujah. 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 My soul doth boast in the Lord because he has been good. He has done great things, and he continues to do great things, and I thank the Lord tonight. The scripture that I'm bringing to you tonight is from Psalms 107:1, and it says, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever." Amen, and I'm just going to break that down a little bit for you. To give thanks comes from the Hebrew word, yada, and it means to give thanks, to loud, or to praise with hands extended. It means thanksgiving. That term actually appears in the King James Version Bibles 117 times. The portion of scripture that says he is good is the Hebrew term tov, tov, and it means pleasant, goodness, referring to excellence, kindness, understanding, righteousness, benevolence, and graciousness. Glory to God, his mercy. Amen. And I'm probably not going to say this one right because I don't get the words with the hard C's correct, but it's chesed. And it implies kindness as in loving kindness and faithfulness. This is his compassion in withholding deserved punishment. Even though punishment is deserved, the Lord withholds it, and that is his mercy. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. His mercy endures forever. Even though we deserve death, amen, the Lord had compassion upon each and every one of us. Even though we did certain things to earn a certain outcome, the Lord has been merciful, amen. So that outcome, amen, we didn't see, or that outcome was lessened because of the mercy of the Lord. So today and every day, we ought to give him thanksgiving. Amen. Every day should be thanksgiving because the Lord is good, and he is gracious, and he is compassionate, and he is loving, and he is faithful, and he is kind, and he is understanding, and he is true. Amen. He stretches out his arms, amen, to love us and to comfort us and to give us peace, amen, because he loves us so much, and he has compassion on us, amen. He pities us, amen, even in our weakness and in our lowly state, amen. He has mercy, and I give glory and honor to the Lord today because I am definitely one that the Lord has been merciful to. Amen. I was in a place, glory to God. In my life, I have been in a place more than once, as a matter of fact, where I deserved, amen, a certain punishment, but the Lord held it from me. And he was compassionate, and he delivered me out of the circumstance instead. I should be dead, amen, but the Lord was gracious. Amen. He was compassionate, and he saved me. He saved me so many times I cannot count. And I give him glory. I give him honor, and I give him praise. Do you have a circumstance today that comes to your mind where you see now, oh, my God, the Lord had compassion on me. This should have been this, and God made it that instead. Amen. I came out of it alive because of his mercy. Hallelujah. Because of his mercy, I came out of it alive. And I give God glory. Amen. Give him glory today. Glory to God because he is good and his mercy endureth. He has been gracious and he has been true. The word of God lets us know that he is faithful and true. Amen. He never loses that portion of himself. That is his character. He can't be anything but faithful and true. He can't be anything but a loving God. And nothing separates us from his love. He loves us through everything. Glory to God. I praise him today for his mercy, for his compassion. Amen, that I did not get the things that I deserved. Amen, instead he had compassion on me and he saved me. Amen, and I give the Lord glory. Amen, give him glory today. Amen, and I ask God to bless your week as you go forward in your week this week. God bless you, God keep you, and God anoint you. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Psalms 107:1.